chazaka loy ovid inish de para begoizimne. What's the high level recap? Machlokes Reish Lakish and Abaye v'Rava. If somebody goes over to someone on the day that a loan is due, he says, "Marli biyotki," he says, "I already paid you." He says, "When did you pay me?" "I paid you toich zman." Is there a nemanis or is there no nemanis? Is that a taina or is that not a taina? Reish Lakish says, "Einoy neman ulavai sheyifre bezmane." Abaye v'Rava d'ami trevayu. No, avadinish to par begoizimne. Sometimes a person does do that. The Gemara says, "Rapop Ravun Reid Rav Yeshua wa Avdi Kabaya." Rav Mar Bar Avashi was Ovad Kireish Lakish, the Hilchas of Kireish Lakish, the Afilu Miyasmi. What does it mean, Afilu Miyasmi? Even though Aboli Par Menechsi Yisami Lo Yipara Ela Veshvua, Bachazok Lo Yavad Inish Depar Begoy Zimne, and the Halacha is that you will be able to collect from the Yisami even without having to swear. Tosfos, on Daf Hei Amid Aleph, it's the second to last Tosfos, Dibra Maskel, HaKoyvei Azman L'Chaveir says, it's a one line Tosfos. Oymeri, the only time we have this machloikis, Reish Lakish, and Abaye v'Rava is if there was a loan and there was a kvias man on the loan. Avol b'stam halva. But let's say somebody lent money to somebody else and it was a stam halva. Loi chashev le toich shloishim toich zman. We don't consider the first 30 days to be toich zman. What does this mean? We know stam halva shloishim yaim. So if somebody lends money to somebody, the assumption is that the loan comes due in 30 days. Based on that, you would for sure think that if Reish Lakish Hashita is Chazaka Ein Adam Perea Choy V'Toich Zmanoi, so Toich Shloishim Yoyim Chazaka, that this person didn't pay the loan. And if he says that Piraticha V'Toich Zmani, he's not going to be believed. Stating that, Toises brings B'Shem Deri, that's not true. Davka Koyvei Azman, Avol Pistam Halva Loi Choshev Le Toich Shloishim Toich Zmanoi. V'Kame Kulmas in Ishtabru, to explain the lumdis and the havana of this one line Tosfos. At the end of the day, what's the difference if somebody lends somebody money for a year where he's not believed to say that he paid after 11 months based on the chazaka, the person doesn't pay his loans toich zman, versus a person who lent money stam, where stam avah is lamid yoim, that there somehow a person does have an amonis to say that he paid down the loan toich zman. Rav Shmuel Yankif in the Shiure, Rav Shmuel Yankif, Maseches Bava Basra, Alatar. This is, if you want to look it up inside, it's Sif Kuf Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel. So he says a mahalach based on a well-known brisker Rav. This Rav is in Sefer. It's in Chedushei Moron Riz Halevi. It's in Hilchas Malva Veloiva on the Rambam Perik Chav Vav Halacha Beis. Toich Dvarov, in this piece, we don't have to go through the whole shtickel, the Brisker Rav brings a Lashon HaRambam in Perik Yud Gimel of Hilchas Malva V'Loiva Halachah. The Rambam says as follows: Hamalves Chaveira the Kabbalah is Malva V'Loiva. If somebody lends his friend money and they made up a time when he's going to pay back the loan, Einu Yochel L'Toyva Ad Soif Hazman. So the Halach is that the Malva can't be Tavei L'Loiva until the end of that Zman. The Rambam continues, skipping a little bit. V'stam milva shloishim yom. Let's say somebody lent somebody money and he wasn't kevei azman. So then, stam halva is 30 days. Says the Rambam, v'im hisne sheyitva b'chol zman sheyirtza. Let's say somebody lent somebody money, stam. And they made a t'nai when he loaned them the money that if I want to collect the money from you earlier, this is something I'm going to do. Says the Rambam, yesh loy l'toyvei b'yoymoy. Then if he wants, he could do it on that day, whatever the t'nai was, she t'nai mamanu, because it's a t'nai moment, and a person has a right to make a t'nai when it comes to davar sheba moment. Meaning, there's halacha masta mashakasa b'atayra, but davar sheba moment, you can make any t'nai you want. And being that this t'nai is a t'nai moment, so if you want to do that, you could do that. Freit moron riz halevi. It's a pel of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if somebody lends money, stam, and he wants to stipulate at the onset of this loan that I may come collect the money before 30 days, he could do it. Why? Because it's a t'nai, and a person, if he wants to make a t'nai, has a right to make a t'nai. Freit the Rav. You have to come on to the parsha of t'noyim to allow this person to collect the loan within 30 days. The reason he could collect the loan within 30 days, if he said he wants to collect the loan within 30 days, is because if he said he wants to collect the loan within 30 days, it does not kind stam halva. What's a stam halva? When they didn't make up his man, when the payment is going to be due. But avifali was masna, so it comes out it's not a stam halva. So if it's not a stam halva, why do I need the parsha of tenayim? It's keilu. Really, it has to be 30 days. Narvash, with the parsha of tenayim, I can do whatever I want. Right? If someone's makadash shenisha, amanasha, ilo chalai, sherek, susvoinu. So if you're masna, masha, kasa, batari, badavisha, bimama, tenai, kai. mean, really, Kedushin comes with the Chiv Shekhsus Vayna, nor was with the Parish of Tanayim, you could somehow get out of it. It's as if the Rambam is saying that it has to be 30 days, nor was with the Parish of Tanayim, it could be less than 30 days. Fake the Rav, why does it have to be 30 days? The whole din of Stam Ava, Lamed Yoyim, is when it's a Stam Ava. Avifel, I made it tonight, so it's not a Stam Ava. If it's not a Stam Ava, so why in the world should it have to be 30 days? This is the Rav's cash. Said the Brisker Rav. The Hanirim Mavur Medivri HaRambam. It's Mavur from this Rambam that the Rambam had a different understanding of Stam Hava Lamed Yoyim. And really, in order to understand the Rambam, we have to learn one Gemara. In Masechtes Makis Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Amalei Shmuel Rav Masna." Shmuel told Rav Masna, "Loi Teisef Akaroch Adem Mafresh Lo LaHashmaita." I don't want you to sit down until you teach me the following halacha. By the way, what was the relationship between Shmuel and Rav Masna? So Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin in Masechtes Brachas Daf Amud Beis says that after Rabbi Yochanan lost his 10th son, Dein Garma Dasi Rabir, he sent his 11th son, Rav Masna, to go learn Torah by Shmuel, which is a little bit of insight into this relationship between Shmuel and Rav Masna. Amalei Shmuel, Rav Masna, Lei Teisev Akarach, Adem Afresh, Lo Lahashmaita. Minoha, Nusodam Rabbanon. What is the Makar to what the Rabbanon said? Hamalvas Chaver Estam, Eni Rashol, Lo Tovi, Bepachas, Mishloi Shemiyam. That if somebody lends someone money stam, it's a stam ava, so you can't be teveah the loan before 30 days. And echad amalva b'shtar, echad amalva apeh, and this is true say from malva b'shtar, and it's true from malva apeh. Amalei, so he told him to chsev, I'll tell you the makar. It says, korva shnas ha-sheva, shnas ha-shmita. In the parashah of shmita, imashmet shenema said Rav Masna, korva shnas ha-sheva, einu yoideya shnas ha-shmita, elamata amalei meshnas ha-shmita, yoyim lecha, yeh shmita achere shehikazu. It's coming to teach us that there's another shmita. Everyone knows shmita's ksofen, but there's a second type of shmita, ve'ezoi. What is the second shmita? Zu amalva eschaveru stam, it's if someone's malvus chaver is stam, you can't be tevei alone for 30 days. On shmita, you can't be tevei alone. Lo yigros, it says in the Torah. Shamayt, there's a lois asay and an essay. There's another shmita, and that shmita is negeya the 30 days of a stam halva. And he continued the ramasna of the amamar shloishim yoyim b'shana chashuv shon. In other words, korvet shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. How shnasa shmita stam halva? The Torah says because shloishim yoyim b'shana chashuv shana. So this is a shnasa shmita, and that's the yisoid of stam halva laman yoyim. So the Skirov said that normal we're algamain to thinking that what's the yisoid of stam halva laman yoyim? That if somebody lends somebody money stam, so the assumption is if you didn't speak out an amount of time, probably the loan was meant to be for 30 days. But said the Rav, it's mevu in the Gemara, it's much deeper than that. The side of Stam Avah Lamed Yoyim is not an umdina that I probably loaned you the money for 30 days. The side of Stam Avah Lamed Yoyim is that when somebody lends somebody money, even if be'etzen mitzad the das of the malv and the loiv is that the loan should be due today. Obisado ashnas ashmita. And shnas ashmita says, lo yigos, that you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to collect. The site of Stam Avah Lamed Yoyim is not that the loan is due in 30 days. Mitzad the loan could be it's due today. The site of Stam Avah Lamed Yoyim is there's an iser for the malva to be today, and that's why the Rambam said that if you want to sit down now with your loiv and you're going to make a deal, I'm going to lend you money, but I can collect it within 30 days. On a chiddush for masna bedavishem b'mami tonight kayim, it wouldn't be true. What's the kasho? What do you mean? Now it's not a Stam Avah. The Teretz is the Yisoid of Stam Avah Lamed Yoyim is not that our Upmach is 30 days. It's a Din Torah. Karva Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita. And that's Poshit said the Brisker Rav, Anir Mavur, Medivri HaRamam. That's what's going on in this Rambam. It said Rav Shmuel Yankif. The fee this Brisker Rav, it comes out, there's a very fundamental difference between somebody who lends somebody money for a year, how we deher toich smani, versus if somebody lends somebody stam alva, how we deher toich smani. If somebody lends money to somebody for a year, toich smani, the loan is not due. If we agree that this loan is going to be for Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no chiyuv piroyon before the Yud Beis Chodesh. Stam alva mitzad the chiyuv piroyon, could be the chiyuv piroyon is miyad. It's takeif. Nor vos, there's an isim mitzad the malva to go ahead and collect the loan. Oh, but the nafkamina is, do I owe you the money today, or do I not owe you the money until later? When it comes to a zman, there I don't owe you the money until later. If it's a stam ava, I bet I owe you the money today. So yesh loyma, I said Reb Shmuel Yankif, that's what the Ri is saying. That when do we say chazaka in on the prayer chayv toich zmani? Why would I pay you if I don't owe you the money yet? That's true if there was a kviyas man. But if there's no kviyas man, rather what was it? It was a situation where you grad have an isser, you can't go and you can't take from me. So b'chay gavno, I would have viewed it maybe a little bit differently. Kamash malon. Reb Shmuel Yankif said the emes is it's mefurish in the Ramban in our sugya. Meaning, after you hear the Brisker Rav, it's Mefurish. The Ramban says as follows, quote, The Ramban is mamish commenting on the Gemara the way the Ri commented on the Gemara. And he says, V'afagaf the kaimalon, stam avo lamid yoim. Even though we pass in that stam avo is lamid yoim, hani mili, that's true, loy meshalei nitna li tova betoich shloishim. That just means that you can't be teveil alone within 30 days. Avo mikom mokoim ovet inish de para betoich shloishim. But sometimes people will pay toich shloishim. What's the punchline of the Ramban? How are you supposed to learn up this Ramban? The punchline is that stam avo lamid yoim means shloim nitna li tova betoich shloishim. Lafuke wa? Lafuke a regular loan. Well, what's the aside of a regular loan? The chiv is not here. Over here, the chiv is here. Narvas, it's loim nitna li tova. If all it is loim nitna li tova, so over here, you're not going to have the chazaka in adam pereya chayvoy toich smanoy.